Welcome back to Inner Thoughts with Em. We hope that everyone's been good. This week's episode is a continuation of the last episode that we had, where Patsy is sharing her thoughts on managing finances and generally how to deal with it on this journey of growth and really just adulting. We ended by asking Patsy, how do you deal with contributions, unexpected expenditure, and just the spontaneity that comes with fun when it comes to managing our finances, sticking with our budget, saving for investment? And so Patsy will start us off with her answer. Enjoy.
Two things I will pick up from what you said. Mm-hmm. You said earlier that, you know, a roadmap sort of to tell you, no, you didn't say money, but this is the vibe I get. Mm-hmm. A roadmap to say this is how much is coming in, this is how much is going out. And if it's in the deficit, then there's a problem, which means that I'm spending more than
I actually have coming in.
Yes, then that means that I have to get really strategic and smart and go back to what you were saying earlier about the 7 income streams. I have to find a way to make more money to help me, fulfill my desires or my needs. And I feel like it's a problem we have a lot nowadays. I remember when when I was growing up, like, my friends had like the latest phones, let's say an iPhone, I don't know, were it 11? 11 Pro?
Do you know iPhone what? Yesterday Pro. Somebody asked me and I didn't even know. And I was just like, have I come to that point in my life?
Yeah. I was just like, you know, an 11 Pro would come out and be like, oh my God, now I have to have the 11 Pro. And I'm just like, but the phone I have, you know, it's still serving its purpose. Like, I can call, I can do pretty much everything I need. I think for me, what would motivate me to upgrade a phone would be like the camera and all the specs. But at the wrong time, I mean, at the time, I was doing it for all the wrong reasons. Like, I wanted just to fit in with my friends. I was just like, that's such a wrong indicator, you know? Mm. And the thing is, you have to stay true to you. It's cliche, but stay true to you. And it goes back to your question of like, okay, Patsy, you're telling me I want to stay true to me, but I want to give to all my friends, you know, like all my friends have important things going on. And it goes back also to what we were saying earlier, what you alluded to earlier, which is budgeting, which is basically saying a roadmap of this is where I'm at financially, this is where I hope to get, and this is how much I have for it. Now, in my budgeting technique, which is I adopted a unique blend of passion budgeting, which allows me to budget for the things that make me happy, so I'm not stressed when my friends' birthdays are coming up or dinners are coming up, or I have let's say my friends are getting married. I adopted a passion budgeting. I adopted a Kakebo budgeting technique. I used to use also a zero-based budget, which is income minus expenses to be zero. But the one thing I have allowed for my budget is to give. The truth of the matter is, being a giver, I feel like givers never lack. Mm. They never ever.
No, but that's very true.
Yeah, and now the problem comes in is if I'm giving more than I can afford to, then how do I go about it? So nowadays, what do people say nowadays? I think
it depends on where you went to school, I think.
Yeah, what I do these days, what I do these days is, when I get my income, but whatever income I get, I break it down, you know, 10% tithe, 10% for, I call it generosity, which is now where I categorize my birthdays and all that stuff. So I've done a whole breakdown of how we can do the whole budget. I won't even get into all those details, but I want to address the elephant in the room. What, let's say out of my budget, I have 100K to give. Mm-hmm. 100K for the month of July or whatever month we're in, and or whatever month you're budgeting for. And you're like, 100k? What can 100k do for me, really?
Especially if they tell you that the dinner itself is 100,000.
Right? So you have to resolve either one, to find a new income stream out of the seven that we alluded to earlier, or two, do an opportunity cost and say that this is what I have that is going to work for me. Because the truth of the matter is, yes, we can say no. I have said no to a trip before, and it hurt me so much when I saw the photos and the stuff. And I was just like, you know what, I could have just gone broke and lived in the moment. But in hindsight, I'm sort of glad I didn't.
No, but I feel like even for these things, we always get over it. You get over it. At that moment, it will hurt, but you get over it.
Yeah, and I learned that we shouldn't sacrifice short-term pleasure for our long-term happiness, you know?
We shouldn't sacrifice long-term happiness for our short-term pleasure.
Yes, what have I said?
The other way around.
Yes, that's what I mean. You say, I have jitters about being on inner thought again. But really, to answer your question, it's an issue of opportunity cost, and also, going back to what we were saying earlier, we have to, whenever a need arises and you're just like, I'm in a fix, find a way to make money. Everything anyone is willing to pay for something that the world needs, which goes back to also what we were saying about Ikigai. And also a pro tip, let me tell you, let's say my friend's wedding is coming up, and I have, out of the 100k, may I only have 50k to give. Instead of saying, hey Melissa, I had pledged 50k, this is what I have, because you're like, man, what will 50k do for me? You say, maybe because even the hotel that you're going to eat at, a plate of food is maybe 180 or something like that. You're just like super shy.
I'm telling
like,
you,
oh,
having expensive
God.
Friends, it's a whole
So what I do these days is that I say, oh, Melissa, thank you for, you know, thinking about me. Here's some money for item X. You label the item, you know. Here's some money for airtime to coordinate the calls, to follow up on pledges. I wish to do it. And also, if it helps if you're able to be transparent with your friend, like, you know, I'm not in a good place right now, but this is how much I can give for this particular occasion. And hopefully when things get better and I'm on my feet, not standing on my feet again, I can chip in more. But this is what I have. I hope it will help, you know, follow up calls or do like last minute errands or even nails. I don't know who does nails for 50,000. Oh, actually, I know there's a place that does nails for 75,000.
But even like 150,000, which is for conversion rates, like £30, guys. And I think what has helped me this year is when, say, you tell me you have a birthday party planned and I'm support, like everybody's contributing, let's say 20, like 100,000 or £20. And I don't have that money. And I start to count, okay, so I'm going to need like a dress to wear because I don't have that. I will need transport to the place. When I reach there, I'll probably have to get a present. I'll have to, when I calculate and I'm unable to like just afford it, basically, what I've done is I will contribute to the dinner. So if it's like a surprise, like birthday, I'll say I'm unable to make it and I'm unable to pay the full cost because I can't afford it right now. But here's my contribution. Like I will, let's say if they were asking for 100,000 and I'm honestly only able to come up with just like 20,000 or 30,000, I'll say maybe buy a, like how Patty say, just buy her a crown or buy her like a sachet or buy him this or, you know, that sort of thing. And I've found that it really helps because it shows that, you know what, I really want to be there. I am a part of your winning process and we're celebrating. I'm not there because I'm unable to, like, it doesn't fit with my financial space right now. I can't afford it. And also, friends, it's okay to not afford things. We're not, please, it's okay.
it's not like I'm at, at gunpoint, like, oh my god, you can't afford this.
Exactly. And if you have friends who are like that, please cancel them.
They're not your friends, by the way. They're not your friends.
It makes no sense. They need to be able to understand that you just can't afford something. Like, it's okay, just give what you can. And if you don't have, like Patsy said, choose. You could, if you're really good at, like, if you just have like an eye for things, say, I'll be part of like the decor team, or maybe let me help you place calls, let me help you write the messages, like thank you notes, let me, like, just, you know, there's other ways to help the people around us that do not involve like money. And I was having this conversation when it comes to like relationships, and my friend was telling me how she doesn't want to have a boyfriend because men are expensive.
But it's true, you know, like when I buy men's items compared
like
to
female,
like,
items, yeah.
Just like,
I feel,
gosh, we're all this testosterone. This, you know,
no, but I feel like, I don't know, it doesn't, the thought count? Because I think the thought counts. You don't have to get anything. No, but I think honestly, the pressure comes in when this person has been getting you things out of this world. Yeah. And it's not like, it's not a thing of like you want to upstand. It's just that you've been doing such nice things for me, and I would like to do very nice things for you as well. Now those very nice things like cost money. And
yeah, PS5 costs a lot of money. A lot of money. And you know,
I just think it's one of those things of, honestly, if this is your person, that means they know you. They know that, you know, this is where you're at. There's no point pretending. Like, there's so many nice, like, honestly, for me, Pinterest is my friend. There's so many ideas that are so cost effective, that are so heartwarming, because guys, you could get me something material, and then you could do for me something really nice. And it's a, Patsy recently did for me something, and it, I broke down in tears, honestly. And it's just, it's it's the thought that counts. But I understand that that pressure is real, because I've, like, we've all felt it, I think. It doesn't have to be for, like, a boyfriend or a girlfriend, but we've all felt, there's also that one friend who's always giving you such nice things, you know?
Yeah.
And you just, and you want to be able to do the same, but at the end of the day, remember that it's a journey, and you want to get somewhere. And there'll be that time when, because of this hard work and everything that you've sacrificed and just learned to be disciplined, there'll be a time when you can get them like 10 times what you want to get them now, and you'll be able to get it for them. But how do you even get to that space? It's not by, you know, beating yourself up right now and spending money you don't have. Like, how do you, honestly, how are you living on a negative budget? And something that Patsy said on one of her like YouTube videos, I think she was quoting Dave Ramsey, people buy things with money they don't have to impress people they don't like. For me, that stood out for me.
In fact, it says people buy things they don't need with money they don't have to impress people they don't even like. Like, honestly, sometimes we buy things that we don't need. When I was starting out my whole being intentional in money, in my relationship with money, at the time I loved doing my hair. Up to today, I still love doing my hair.
I know.
But I was such a product junkie. Oh, Chizzy Juru said we should get this product. Oh, okay. Auntie Jackie's, what? Cantu. Ah! And some of these products weren't even working for me. I didn't even need them, to be honest. Right now, I have two products that I'm using, and I'm working just well. Like, it's just fine for me.
Same for me, but, like, with skin, like, skin products. And I think, like, the journey.
Oh, my God.
The journey.
Skincare is another thing we need to talk about in my money world.
Yes.
It's crazy.
No, but I think the thing with skincare especially is that you don't even know what's going to work for you. It's like and I know some people say that you can tackle that by going to like a dermatologist, but I am like, I can testify that I have been to dermatologists, and they've recommended products and they have not even worked for me. And then I've gone back and they've prescribed, you know, and you know, but them re-prescribing is me spending more money at the end of the day. You know, so it's taken me, like, recently I found some products that are honestly, I think, working for me, sort of. And I'm hoping that they're the ones. But I can totally understand the struggle when it comes to like in my budget, there's a whole portion for skincare, because that's something that, like, for me, it makes me very happy when my skin is happy, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so, like, in passion budgeting, guys, honestly, if you haven't watched Patsy's YouTube channel, I don't know what you're doing with your money life as a millennial.
I hope they jump on today.
I've learned so much, like, so much that I actually did not know per se. Sometimes we have ideas of things, but we do not know how to implement them. And I think Patsy helps to give, like, a practical perspective. She helps you know these things, but she helps you put them into, like, practical use, if that makes sense. Anyways, and so, like, I think for things like that, what I've done is I have a budget. And honestly, there are so many like cost-effective things that you, there are cost-effective alternatives. Just because something is more expensive does not mean it's going to work best. Because I have tried, personally, I've tried, there are things that I've spent money on, like a lot of money, and honestly, they have done nothing for me. They've done nothing for me. And then there are products that I've spent, like, relatively less money on, and they're more effective. So at the end of the day, just don't think that priced, actually, I think there's actually people that I know that, like, for them, when something's more expensive, it's better. And that's not always the case. You know, we even know, like, how to spot a bad bargain. We all know that, you know, when you know something is supposed to be for, like, a shirt is for, let's say, $5, £5, and someone else is selling it for $10, but because they are selling it in, like, in a boutique that has a brand and a name, like, you think that at the end of the day, even when you're saving money, it's good to make good bargains.
Yeah.
You can wait for it to go on sale. You can, like, there's some, honest, I don't know. Money, Fatsy, money is so complicated. And money. Do you still lend money to your friends? Is that something that you do?
Oh my God. Let me tell you something. I feel like this is such an icky subject. And for anybody listening to this up to this point, I just want to say the rule of thumb is never give more than you're willing to do away with. I will never forget, there's a friend of mine, I kept money up to today. We're still friends, but I don't think that trust has been regained.
Yes.
If she asked me for money, I would don't think I would. And then the second thing is, if someone asks me for money and I'm not able to give, like, for example, I call you, Melissa, and I'm just like, Melissa, I need 1 million. Please give it to me. I haven't told you what it's for. I haven't told you. I'm just like, you know what? I really can't come through for you. But if you break it down to me and be like, oh, I'm starting a new business, I'm looking for some angel investors, which is like a legal term, not legal, an economic term for when you're starting out a business, let's say, and you want someone to fund you.
Mm-hmm.
It usually comes from friends and family. They're your angel investors. So one way I go about it is that if I don't have the money, I will sit down with you and we brainstorm on how to make this money together.
Yeah.
We do like a whole accountability plan. In fact, I think I need to start charging people, because on the subject of making money, this is an income stream, because you're really tapping into my mind, you know?
You did not go that to school 4 years as well. Paying all that money, and you're giving us this information for free, guys. You should be grateful.
I hope it blesses someone, even if it's just one person, to decide that, you know what, my money situation can get lit, like money situation, which is what we're talking about currently this month. But how can I help you make that money? If someone asks me for 1 million and I'm just like, I can't even give you 1 million. I can give you 50K, and that's okay. Like, I'm okay giving you the 50K. As in, do you see that someone is now just has to worry about getting 950K?
Yes.
As in, it's still money. But also, how do I help you make that money? How do I help you achieve, let's say, half of that budget, you know? But also, when a friend asks you for money, Barbara Katende also addressed this in that whole talk with private to me saying, "Michelle, this, are you a bank? Are you a bank?" I was just like, you know, I can't start telling my friend, "Am I a bank?"
So, exactly. It's not very practical, especially if it's your close friend, that, "Am I a bank?"
And then there's this whole idea of like money lending. I will give you the money at an interest, you know?
Yeah.
But also,
but people take to that so badly, Patsy. Especially when, I don't know, why are we catching feelings in money that's not ours? Because in the first place, you don't have this money and you're asking somebody else to give it out, to give it off to you. You're not even giving them collateral, because especially when you're dealing with friends, you honestly, they may not pay you back. That's the thing. Like these friends of mine, that when I give them money, it's I'm just giving. I don't even expect them to pay me back, because I know that's the type of a relationship we have. But also, I know that sometimes money can make you hate a person. It can really make you hate a person. And also for our listeners who are on the other end, not lending, but are borrowing, because we've all been there. The respect you have for a person should be emulated even through your ability to pay them back. Like, not ability per se, but your, I don't know, over integrity. I don't know what word to use for it, but the point is, the same energy you use to borrow the money, please let it be the same energy you use to pay back. And we all know that there's like situations where you're unable to like, some maybe you expected money to come in and it's not coming in. The key for those this is your friend. The reason they gave you this money was not because you were presenting such a great investment or what. Primarily, it's because they care for you and they're, you know, they like you. They're your friend, and communicate with them. Because for me, one of the things that I have, like, I'm so bad at asking for money back. Does that make sense? If someone lends me money, Patsy, it's at the back of my mind that this person gave me this money. I am going to work towards, you know, paying them back. If I thought I could pay them back and I'm unable to, I will let them know. Never should you wait for the other person to come and collect, you know?
Yeah.
It's such a weird thing.
I should do a video on that, how to ask you for money back. I feel like...
Because for me, Patsy, I find it's the most awkward thing for me. I don't know how to do it. And that's why I think I don't put myself in situations like that. Like Patsy said, you called it the thumbnail?
Rule of thumb.
Rule of thumb. I don't give unless I can lose it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Because you're going to give up lifelong. But anyways, why are you being my friend if you're not respecting my money? Honestly.
Yeah, and also for the person who is giving out this money, I think it's important to know the personality, the money personality of your friend.
Yes.
I know there's like different money personalities. A money personality is basically when you receive money, what's the first thing you want to do?
Spend.
So there's spenders. There's spenders, there's savers, there's investors, and then there's hoarders, and then there's a group I coined to be known as Kamoli. Like, they are just like,
they're there.
They're just there. So for me, I am both. You can be more than one. I am both a spender and a saver, actually, and an investor. But I lean more towards saving, because right now I'm trying to like get a business on like the legal end and come up with like a whole, what do they call it, a registration certificates and, you know, branding and all that stuff. But if this person, you know, you're giving this money is a spender and they're asking you for money to go for nyege nyege because nyege nyege is in council, I think we're just fooling ourselves.
Yes, nyege nyege is for context, it's a festival in Uganda that happens annually, and it's apparently a madness. So
so I think you have to also know your money personality, yours and also the other person, because this person may be taking you for rounds, joyriding, as they put it, because they feel like, you know, Melissa she's just a giver, she'll give me money, you know. Don't, and it's your money. Don't feel afraid to ask, why am I giving you this money, you know?
Yeah.
If it's for consumption purposes. I don't learn for consumption purposes. And right now, where we are at in this economy, we're just about, you know, how to level up and not really take 3 steps forward and 4 steps back, you know.
Yeah.
So, in that being said, what is money going to do? What's it going to do for you? And if I'm able to contribute, yes, I'm good. If I'm not, I will help you strategize on how to make this money. But at the end of the day, you're not alone. Also, if you're not able to give monetarily to any cause of your friend, please support in other non-monetary ways. You know, make sure that your friend's business is not a best kept industry secret. I liked how Pulse for Her, I allude to it a lot. Pulse for Her is a community for women our age and beyond in business.
And I think even men can learn from it.
Yeah.
Honestly. Yeah. Just like follow them on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. I don't know what other platforms. I don't know if they have a Twitter, but yeah.
They do.
Oh, okay.
But support goes a long way. It's just, I saw a quote this other week that about friends who mention our names in a room full of opportunities. That's also another
one. I saw that as well.
Yeah, sometimes support it costs you free of charge. Like, subscribe to your friend's channel, subscribe to their podcast, subscribe to their blog. It costs you nothing and you're getting quality content. It's not like you're being spammed or anything.
Exactly. And also, I think that goes to support is, if you don't, I don't know, it's constructive criticism as well, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If, let's say, Patsy, I thought this particular video was nice, but I think also you could do this and this and this to improve it. That sort of thing. Because, you know, some of you are out here saying things like, you want to support your friends' things, but they're not up to par to, like, you know, your expectations. Then help them get there, you know. There's no point you saying this and this and this if you're not even part of, like, the creative process. You're not helping in any way. Because it makes no sense to know that, let's say, I start baking cakes.
Mm.
And you never even, like, you have birthdays every year, but you never buy a cake. Honestly, I get very angry at these things. Like, I'm so, if I am very, I want to say passionate about supporting our friends, find means. And if maybe you don't need that particular thing that they're selling at that time, we all know there'll be a relative who says this. Please put in a word for your friend. How do you have, you know, I don't know how to say it. I find it very hard, and so I can't explain it, but I find it very hard when we do not support the people we claim to care for. Because
it's
when you
true.
You know how
it's true.
I don't know. And I think it comes with haphazard love, guys. If you really care for a person, you want to see them win. And if you want to see me win, you're going to support me, you're going to advertise me, you're going to tell me the truth, you're going to, you know, criticize my work constructively, you're going to allow me to be better.
And also for someone to realize that my win is really your win. I mean,
yes.
what's the whole goal of talking about money and making money moves if we're not winning together and it's slowly at the top? That's not the struggle. And I always allude to is the struggle is against poverty. We're not in the Don't Trash challenge applies to each and every single one of us. But
which one? Don't Trash. Struggle, slow touch.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, but like the struggle is against poverty. We're not rushing to be in competition with our friends. Our timelines are different. But also, to realize that, you know, support, small support goes a long, long, long way for each and every single one of us. And I saw this quote of, we should learn to celebrate our friends, the people that we know, the way we celebrate all the celebrities that we don't know, you know, like,
yes,
you know, you find people saying, oh my god, Beyonce or Rihanna.
In case you have a friend, you know, who's a musician.
Yeah,
like, there's so many. I don't understand how you can care for a person and you're not their biggest fan. I don't get it. No, I can, I think I can understand if maybe you're not their biggest fan. Maybe I can understand, like, you can agree to disagree on some things. But when it comes to their work, if you love them and you care for them, I'll make them better, support them, applaud them, like, encourage them, tell them, oh my God, I loved to see this, like, and mean it, you know?
Yeah.
It's because if they win, you're winning. That's your net. Your network is your net worth. And yeah, if your network is winning, you are going to win. That's the sum of it.
Yeah.
Anyways, Patsy, I have a question. Did you have something to say before that?
No. I wanted to get into net worth, but I feel like that's a whole other discussion, you know, breaking it down in terms of assets. My point is not an asset, you know, or liabilities. And
I think you should do a video on that, actually.
I should. Right before we jump into the next question, I feel like I need to address this one thing of the biggest liability that we have is our mindset towards money. If we think that money is evil, or I can't have a lot of money.
I forget when people say that. I don't.
I understand.
I think money can be evil, but I don't think money is evil, you know?
I think money, the Bible, allow me to just quote the Bible. The biblical principle is that the love of money is the root of all evil, like killing and stuff like that. But the thing is, money is not evil. Like, why would God want us to suffer and yet we can be limitless in our finances? Or that's a whole other debate, but I just want to address
that. Give to Caesar what's Caesar's and to the Lord what's the Lord's, I think.
Yeah, I feel like the biggest liability that we have is our mindsets towards money. And friends, if there's anything you get out of this podcast, is that a money mental makeover is the first step to your financial freedom, for you to affirm yourself and say, I'm limitless in my finances, I thrive in my finances. It's just a matter of time before reality catches up. I know it sounds crazy.
No, it's not like crazy, guys. Take it from me. When I think of money, I get it, and I'm not even lying. Like, when I have not even imagined, but I have lived my life like I have money. When I even make plans for the money that I don't have, and somehow I find ways of getting it, or it even comes to me. So honestly, Patsy's telling the truth. So
yeah, and that's our biggest liability. But we'll probably have a whole other segment or a video on, you know, on network and net worth. Yeah,
guys, do not forget Patsy's YouTube channel is the plug. I don't even know if you're not, I don't know how to, you know, tell you that this is where I learned. This is where I'm learning, and I learned not everything, but most of the things that have really helped me get to this place when I can even have this conversation, because before it was a myth. But as we come to the close of this, Patsy, my question is, when you go on dates, or when you're in a relationship, do you ever discuss who's going to pay? How you know that feeling, like when someone's asked you out on a date and you're out, and then that feeling when the bill comes.
Yep.
And there's that awkward 10 seconds.
I know.
When you're both.
I want to keep it 100 because it's your podcast. And I just want to say that I struggle, honestly.
Same.
So usually how I respond to this question is, I mean, who asked me out? That's probably the person going to pay. Mm-hmm. But and I also feel conflicted because I'm just like, you know what? I'm a woman. I'm independent. I can pay for myself. All that banter. But one thing that I have learned is before the debt, I'm such a black and white person, you know? I'm just like, you know, I need to understand what the financial... I try to coin it in a way that doesn't sound cringy, but I'm just like, you know, what does this mean financially for me? Are we splitting the bill, or are you paying? Have you got this covered?
Yeah, and honestly, it just helps for me. That has also helped me, Patsy. I ask the person, are we going Dutch? And most people never know what Dutch means, so I have to explain. But and other times I want to pay. There's those moments when I want to pay, but I know it's such an awkward thing. It's so awkward. I hate it so much. That's what, honestly, if you can, and I know some people, like, that's a whole conversation entirely where someone thinks that every single time a person goes out with you, like, they have to pay, or I don't know. My opinions on that are very different, but I won't get into that today. But I know it can be awkward, but like Patsy said, sometimes having the conversation before, it can help you to just be more confident, and to also know, because that awkward silence,
it's just like, oh my god, there's so many people, but I feel like, oh my god,
it's,
but also just to address, always have your own money. Always have your own money. Yeah. I have been in a situation where someone left me to pay, and I was like, like, what's going on?
No, you and me both.
My money wasn't adding up. My money wasn't adding up. I was like, if I give this money, how am I getting home, you know? But thank God for mobile money. Thank God for mobile money.
No, but conversation with like the person, and just being like bold as people. It's not even being bold, it's really just being like black and white, but just having that conversation. And God, anyways, I guess we'll reserve the rest of our conversation for another day. Thank you.
It has
so
been so
much.
Lovely. Thank you for having me on Inner Thoughts with Em. I feel like the thing about money is that you can't be exhausted. Like, even if we talked for 5 hours, we'd be like, oh my god, it's still not enough time, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm so humbled, and I'm so grateful to be on Inner Thoughts with Em. Like, I can say I'm a founding interviewee or something like that.
I'm so glad to have you, honestly.
It's so bomb for us to have this space and just get into Melissa's world and understand through and journey with all your guests.
And my struggles. And have advice from people like Patsy, who I'm probably going to have to pay millions in years to come just to get money advice from.
But for you, there'll always be that family discount as well. Like, what a wow. You know? But I'm so glad for this space for us to journey together and be better people. And knowing better and helps us to do better. And I'm so glad to be a part of this whole conversation on money. For anybody who is listening to this, I hope and pray that you'll come to the realization or the reality that you can be limitless in your finances. And just to clarify, I don't have it all figured out.
No one does, honestly. No one does.
And that's why I started the whole, you know, YouTube and blog and all my pages for that, to show people that it's a process. I like how Kemi put it, that we have to trust the process, hold the vision and trust the process. So just to clarify, I don't have it all figured out. I'm also trying to get my money relationship better, but I am much better than I was yesterday.
Which I think every day it makes you so perfect, though, to just have this conversation with, because then you understand probably the community listening and does need help, or is figuring things out, or has actually reached a milestone and is getting better. And I think for me, I appreciate learning from a person who's taking me along their learning process as well. Because I don't believe in such a thing as a guru, you know. I think we can get to a stage when we know more than others, and so we can teach them. But I don't think there's ever a step in our, like, a stage in our lives where we know everything. Like, learning never ceases. Anyways, thank you so much for being part of our community. And we hope to see you in the future, maybe on that conversation of relationships and money, if we ever have that. Anyways, thank you for tuning in. Thank you. This is future Melissa speaking. I've noticed that I'm starting to make a habit of leaving bloopers at the end of episodes. Anyways, Patsy and I realized after recording this that we forgot to share a hack that many of you probably already use, which is partnerships. So for gifting and just contributions generally, partner up with a person who wants to do the same thing, and that way you can, many times you will end up spending less because two people are now contributing to something. Or if you want to get somebody something that's more out of your budget, that way you can stick within your budget and have another person do the same and still deliver on this, you know, whatever it is you want to get or contribute to.